Father.
So many guests invite as here are writ. Sirrah, go hire me 20 cunning cooks.
You shall have none ill, sir, for I'll try if they can lick their fingers.
How canst thou try them so?
Marry, sir, 'tis an ill cook that cannot lick his own fingers. Therefore, he that cannot lick his fingers goes not with me.
Go be gone. We shall be much unfurnished for this time. What, is my daughter gone to Friar Lawrence?
Aye, forsooth.
Well, he may chance to do some good on her, a peevish, self-willed harlotry it is.
See, where she comes from shrift, with merry look.
How now? My headstrong, where have you been gadding?
Where I have learnt me to repent the sin of disobedient opposition to you and your behests, and am enjoined by Holy Lawrence to fall prostrate here to beg your pardon. Pardon, I beseech you. Henceforward, I am ever ruled by you.
Well, send for the county. Go tell him of this. I'll have this knot knit up tomorrow morning.
I met the youthful lord at Lawrence Cell and gave him what becomed love I might, not stepping o'er the bounds of modesty.
Why, I am glad on. This is well. Stand up. This is as it should be. Let me see the county. Aye, Mary, go, I say, and fetch him hither. Now, afore God, this reverend holy friar, all our whole city is much bound to him.
Nurse, will you go with me into my closet to help me sort such needful ornaments as you think fit to furnish me tomorrow?
No, not till Thursday. There is time enough.
Go, nurse. Go with her. We'll to church tomorrow.
We shall be short in our provision. 'Tis now near night.
Tush, I will stir about and all things shall be well, I warrant thee, wife. Go thou to Juliet. Help to deck up her. I'll not to bed tonight. Let me alone. I'll play the hussy for this once. What ho! They're all forth. Well, I will walk myself to County Paris to prepare up him against tomorrow. My heart is wondrous light since this same wayward girl is so reclaimed.